Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Liz Nelson is our guest here in segment two, program coordinator out at the Riley County Seniors Service Center. Liz, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Pleasure to talk to you again. And summer is about halfway through, and I'm not sure. What's the latest going on at the Senior Center right now?
Well, today we have Dan Walter coming in, or actually he's going to join us by Zoom. And his topic for our Friday speaker series is family stories. And he's going to give people hints and tips on how to interview family members and how to coax out those stories from folks that we want to hear about our relatives and our families and things that we want to pass down to future generations. And then things for us to think about that, you know, how to frame those things that are important and interesting to us that we'd like to pass on to future generations as well.
Okay, and you said that's today?
That's today at 1 o'clock.
Okay. And July is wrapping up pretty quickly here. What do you got still coming up here the rest of this month?
We have next Friday, we have Jared Bigsby coming in from the Sunset Zoo. And he's very involved in conservation efforts for our state. I believe it's an amphibian, if I have that correct. Our state amphibian, the box turtle, and you know, something that we think of as just kind of a typical everyday little animal that we see. But I think there's some diminishing numbers of box turtles, and he's just there to tell us how to be involved. I believe it's called a citizen scientist project. And so people just out in the community can be involved in conservation efforts for different kinds of animals and plants around our state. And he'll be here next Friday to talk about box turtles. And then the Friday after that, the last Friday of the month, our speaker is coming to us through a Humanities Kansas grant. His name is Jim Hoy, and he's talking about tall tales and folklore of Kansas. And I thought that would be kind of a fun thing. I've tried to tie in a few of our speakers this month the county fair. I know you were just talking to someone about the county fair. And so earlier this month, we had 4-H ambassadors come in and talk about their role in helping to organize the county fair and what goes on with 4-H'ers these days. And so just to kind of keep it in that theme of Kansas-centered information, we're going to talk about tall tales and folklore of Kansas.
That sounds like a lot of fun. That's a good tie-in there. And I tell you what, anytime you bring someone from Humanities Kansas, they usually have some pretty good speakers. I remember last month they did that for Juneteenth and had someone from the Negro Leagues Museum talk at the Douglas Center. That was great.
It was. I had been wanting to get him scheduled to come to the Senior Center as well, but, you know, then COVID interrupted, and I was really pleased then that he was able to come and speak to the Juneteenth assembly instead. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we turned the calendar here in just a couple weeks. It'll be August already, and a full calendar already set for next month.
Yeah. My theme for August is the Olympics, and, you know, being a major university, having especially a really wonderful track and field program at the university, we've helped put out quite a few Olympians from our area. So I decided to have an Olympics theme, and our first Friday speaker will be Trey Vernon, and he's the co-owner of the Manhattan Running Company, and he's going to talk to us about high-tech sports equipment, just all the things that those you know, world level competitors wear and use to help them improve their performance. Another Friday speaker we'll have, this one on the 13th, is another Humanities Kansas speaker. And she's talking to us about Pete Maringer, and he is a guy from the early 1900s. And he won a gold medal in wrestling. He was a KU student, but he was from Western Kansas. So he'll have a fun story because he taught himself how to wrestle by correspondence course. And I'm just fascinated by that concept. Like, how on earth do you learn to wrestle through a correspondence course? I just picked him flipping, flopping his little brothers around the room or something. I don't know, trying to learn techniques. But he was good enough that he went on and won a gold medal. Another Friday speaker is going to be Anna Seton Huntington. She's from Manhattan, and she won a bronze medal in the Olympics while rowing, started rowing at Harvard when she was a student there. So that'll be a fun one too. And then our final Friday event in August is actually not an regarding the Olympics, but it's part of our STEM series, and it's also a tour that we can go on. And we're going to Blue STEM Orchard. It's out near Westmoreland. And we had the owner and operator, Greg Burkle, in earlier this year, and folks just could not stop asking questions. And he was there for almost 2 hours talking about his orchard, and people were really interested and fascinated in what's going on with that. And he's just trying to bring back to Kansas a part of our agricultural history that used to play a major role. It just doesn't anymore. And that's the role of orchards. So that's going to round out our Friday speaker series.
Nice. That'll be a good conversation. It sounds like you hit a niche there with the crowd, and that's good to hear.
We'll be providing transportation for that. There will be a fee attached to that. But if people need a ride out there, and just call in, let us know, and they can get a ride to that tour. It's out near Westmoreland.
Okay. In addition to that, any anything special programs event-wise you want to pass along?
Yeah, we had a really good turnout for the Alzheimer's Association this month. They had put out a request for folks to come and talk about their needs. They have been providing caregiver support groups throughout the community for years now, but COVID really threw a monkey wrench into that. So in-person events, at least. And so they were asking people to come and let them know what they would like to get from the Alzheimer's Association in regards to support in their caregiver role. So I just wanted to point out on the newsletter, I caught a typo on it. It says that the Coffee with Caregivers will be Monday, August 16th at 1:30, but I believe that time is actually 9:30 in the morning, because that's what the folks said this month, is that they wanted, they would prefer to meet in the morning. So when you call in to participate with Coffee with Caregivers, please just double check with them about the time. We'll have that, you know, confirmed up. And it's a good time to come in and just meet with other folks who are going through the rigors of caregiving, and good time to meet people and be with folks. We're also taking a lunch outing in August. We're going to Nico's Little Italy in Aggieville. And I can attest to the fact they have delicious food. So, and I guess they're affiliated with a Little Italy restaurant in Salina. And really, really good food. So I encourage you to sign up for our lunch outing.
All right. I can second that. It is good food.
Yeah, we also have been cooperating with a group called the Food and Farm Council. And so they provide programming for us every month. And this month's or August's topic is how to get the most out of your fresh produce. So the speaker there is saying, don't be afraid to go to the farmer's market and get produce. They want you to get fresh produce and have a healthy diet.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Liz Nelson here, Raleigh County Seniors Service Center. Just a couple minutes left, and any last-minute things you want to pass along here?
Yes, I do. We also have a tech talk at the end of August. It's by Wandine Rivers. She's saying bring your smartphones, bring your tablets, this Android or Apple product. It doesn't matter. She's going to talk about some of the basic things that people maybe missed out on being able to do during COVID. You know, like, let's learn how to Zoom. Let's learn how to share those photos or access things on these smartphones that we have, because a lot of people do have smartphones but haven't felt competent to really dive deep into what kind of opportunities are available on those phones and things they can do. A lot of us are afraid to touch a button because we think we're going to break something. So she's saying, bring that in. We're going to, she's got a program to provide there regarding your smart products. And then also the last thing is we're having a Townie Tuesday in August, and we're going to talk about the Memorial Stadium. And Alana Parker Sanger will be there. She's really excited. She said the historical museum in Raleigh County has lots of information, lots of pictures and stories about the Memorial Stadium on the K-State campus. That'll be fun to share. So come on in and bring your memories, bring your memorabilia, bring a friend.
I think that sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know the history behind that, but I've heard a few things about it, and that would be a fun one to check out, August 10th. Cool.
Absolutely. I guess the last thing is we're starting Domino's. We had a request for Domino's group, so that will be Tuesdays at 1. Playing Domino's Tuesdays at 1.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Liz.
Go to our website. Check out our newsletter. It's all. It'll be up there soon.
Okay, very good. Liz Nelson, again, from the Raleigh County Senior Service Center and Program Coordinator there. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Stay tuned. In Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.